Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's program, we feature 2B farmers from Western Jamaica. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
You sitting here all by yourself?
Just doing some business with NHT.
NHT? This time of the night?
I saw this nice piece of land today. So I'm using the NHT app to see how much I can get to buy it and then build.
NHT has an app?
Yes, see it here.
OMG! This calls for celebration! I wonder if I could download it and check my contributions.
Yes! NHT is now on your Android phone. Check your contributions, loan affordability, and more whenever, wherever. Download today.
Rowan Saunders is a bee farmer from Beeston Spring in Westmoreland. He started his journey in the apiculture industry 8 years ago with one colony of wild bees which had taken up residence near his woodwork shop. Since then, the number of colonies has grown to more than 200. A skilled woodworker, Saunders used his talents to make bee boxes and seized the opportunity to sell them to a growing number of bee farmers in the parish who had previously been traveling outside of Westmoreland to get their supplies. He also got assistance building up his operation from Apiculture Extension Officer for St. Elizabeth and Westmoreland, Atoy Williams.
When he came to Westmoreland as the apiculture unit, I had 11 colonies. And when he came, he said if he were living here, he would breed and sell bees. I got a lot from the apiculture unit. I use that advice and I can't regret it.
Saunders' enterprise, Nav's Bee Farm Honey, is a thriving family business which sells mainly beekeeping-related items and, of course, honey. His son, Shamir Saunders, works in the business full-time.
I got involved in beekeeping back in 2008 when my father actually ventured into it as well. On a daily basis, well, you go and see that the bees are okay, they don't have any pest trouble in them, and that there's no swarm in and around the area. Or we also make the bee equipment, like the box, the frames, cover, bottom board.
Shamir credits the success of Nav's Bee Farm Honey to the advice and expertise of the apiculture unit in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries.
They tell you how to select a location to put your apiary. They tell you how you start off in beekeeping, how to manage your bees and how to set them up for the honey flow. They teach you overall the full management.
He says beekeeping can provide good supplementary income.
Once you have good time management, you can manage them properly and still find time to do something else. Mm-hmm. Because you go there every 2 or a week and a half and check them.
Young bee farmer Shamir Saunders. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. The man that habam boot must go before fimash maka. Translation, the man who is wearing boots must lead the way and trample the thorns. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Motorist, stay safe while using the toll road now. Ensure say your vehicle is in good mechanical condition and check that your tires are properly inflated for the handling of the high speeds of the roadway. Excessively worn out or underinflated tires can result in overheating, sidewall cracking, or a blowout which can lead to a collision. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, those with resources must create opportunities for those without. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.